Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great team of travel agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. The next time you just get curious about hanging out on the Disney Cruise Line, maybe heading out to Disneyland or down to Walt Disney World, drop by themagicforless.com, check out all the great concierge-level services they offer, and then fill out that free no-obligation quote form. An agent will get back to you right away with some numbers and, you know, talk to you about planning a great vacation. And it's always not about the numbers. A lot of times it's about talking about what resort might be best for this type of trip. Maybe you want to have specialty dining, or maybe you just want to go quick service and go commando in the parks. Whatever you need to do, that agent's going to help make that vacation awesome. Again, their services are absolutely free to you, and many times you get lots of little goodies for booking with them as well. Drop by today and check them out there, and it is Black Friday, and they're working hard for you that day and every day over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 786 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. I am currently live, camped out outside of Best Buy. No, just kidding.
No.
It's Black Friday. Anyway, Black Friday just doesn't have the jalousie, or however you say that. French. What's that phrase Hotchberg always says?
I'm not going to even go there.
I'm from Missouri, people.
Yeah, you are from Missouri.
Jalousie. No, it's not that. It's something like that.
Joie de vivre?
Joie de vivre. It's some, I don't even know what it means. But anyway, you know what? Since you can go Black Friday shopping on Thanksgiving at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, who cares? It's not even that fun anymore.
Yeah.
But we're gonna do a Black Friday type show, as we typically do here on the show for this day of the year, and have a little fun today. So joining me from down at Thanksgiving Central for the Niblets and Pulliams. Is that
yes.
How you say it? Did I say it
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you said it right. Yeah, you're good.
We have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. She blogs sometimes over there at TouringPlans.com and runs everything over at TheMouseForLess.com. What's up, Ricky? Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, I do. Well, MouseForLessBlog.com. Let's be specific there. So, yeah. But no, everything's great. And I just want to put it out there as kind of a final reminder that we have the Be Our Guest podcast. Ornament exchange and Christmas card exchange. So if you would like to get into the holiday spirit and get in touch with other BOGP members, go over to the forums and you will find both sign up areas over there, and you can sign up, and it's a lot of fun. And you know, just do it because it's fun.
Joie de vivre, I think is how you say it. Joie de vivre.
We are not on that anymore.
No, I wasn't paying attention to anything you were
saying. Christmas cards.
I'm thinking about it from the Norway movie, isn't it? What a V.
Oh my God.
It's in the Norway movie.
I'm trying to talk about Christmas cards and Christmas ornaments, and you're still trying to figure out what a V.
So much turkey that I don't care right now. And thanks to everybody who tweeted, eat a beet. You guys rock. I think we trended.
We didn't trend.
You sure? I think we did. If we trend, make sure you get a screenshot. Or if we did trend, make sure you
absolutely
took one.
Absolutely.
No. I'm out of it already. Anyway, also joining us, we have
Mike's in the turkey coma.
That's it. I can't think clearly. But a good thing nobody's thinking clearly today anyway. So we have Debbie from MakingMagicAndMemories.com. Happy Black Friday. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, Deb.
Hello. I did. Absolutely. I hope that everybody had an awesome Thanksgiving as well. I hope everybody had their beets.
That's right. More importantly than your hashtag.
Beats.
And also, you know, hey, today I'm out in Como. I'm out in Columbia, Missouri at the zoo with Adam as we try to clinch the SEC East and head back to Atlanta for our second straight SEC championship game. So 1:30 Central, check it out. You know me, man. I'll be tweeting the pictures from the zoo as long as we get good internet. You know, internet wasn't so great down in Knoxville. You guys still there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure Ricky's still there. Okay, good.
I'm here now.
Okay, we're just going to keep trucking on. I'm not even going to edit this out because it's Black Friday. Right. This is like the behind the scenes like we did last Friday with Magical Mouse Radio.
Oh, great. I just said they're cleared by throat. I know. That's it. I guess not.
No, see, we're not even going to edit that out because Debbie clears her throat 96 times during every show. And I have to edit it out.
I don't know what it is.
Making Magic and Memories and CoughDrops.com. All right, anyway, so today's show is going to be about what people do on Black Friday, or they used to do it more,
I
think.
You're the one who came up with it.
I did come up with this idea, but here's what it is. So we're going to talk about an experience down at Walt Disney World that would be worth camping out for. So, you know, we're going to say like 24 hours or more. So is there something down there that is so special to you? And it could even be not even an experience, but it could be maybe a piece of merchandise that maybe you would love to get your hands on. And it could be something that is currently offered, something that's real that you could actually do right now. Something from the past that is no longer offered, but you're like, oh, if they would just bring that back for one day, I would definitely camp out for that experience. Or an experience that you wish was offered. And if it was offered, bam, you're there with your tent. You're camping out for a couple of days just to make sure that this experience is something that you get, or this piece of merchandise. So we'll start off with Ricky. Ricky says she's made up a couple. And so what's something that you think would be worth camping out for? It's that special that you would have that Black Friday mentality to get down at Walt Disney World.
Okay, let's be perfectly honest here. Mine are not even close to real things that would actually happen. But, I mean, because I don't think that logically I could sit out for more than 24 hours waiting for a sale or waiting for thing. It's just not me. I'm like, it's cool. I'll just wait, you know, and I'll never experience that. It's fine. It's fine. So mine are totally made up things. So my first one that I would absolutely, I use that in quotes, wait up 24 hours for would be this total made up thing. And it would be for the chance to hang out with Neil Patrick Harris and go around the parks with him and travel the parks and hear what he thinks about all the different things about Walt Disney World. I think that would be the most fantastic thing. And like, if there was ever like a contest for that, I would absolutely be there.
So it would kind of be like Jedi Training Academy, but more like a Broadway Tour of the Parks with Neil Patrick Harris Academy kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Yes. I would want to hear all of his thoughts, hear how nerdy he is about Disney, because we all know he is. I mean, you know, I mean, it would be just fan-freaking-tastic to have like a nerdy Disney one-on-one conversation with Neil Patrick Harris. So that's where I'm going. Yeah.
Would it be like now as you're touring the parks? Because I think you're onto something here. So
yes.
This could be like a really VIP tour experience.
Yes.
Would it be one of those things where, so say, you know, he's giving, I've been on the Keys to the Kingdom and the Marceline to the Magic Kingdom tours. And on both tours, you go down the Main Street USA and they point out things like, you know, the Imagineers in the windows and everybody's got their little earpiece in so you can hear the VIP tour guide. But would it be a situation on this tour, Ricky, that you're going to line up for a while there to kind of make sure you get this experience where, you know, all of a sudden there's some kind of a cue with Neil Patrick Harris. And then all of a sudden, like, one of the Dapper Dans tosses him a stick and a top hat. And, you know, everybody on Main Street all of a sudden is like perfectly choreographed. And Ricky, you are now in the middle of a gigantic musical number. That's it. That's it.
Patrick Harris as the... Yes, that would totally be worth it.
But would you know the moves, though? Like, everybody else would know the moves.
No,
but maybe
I'd
you
just
wouldn't.
Be standing there in, like, utter shock going, what the heck is going on? Yeah, no.
That'd be worth lining up for. It'd be worth lining up for just to
totally
watch.
It'd be worth lining up for, yeah. Not going to lie. That would be fantastic.
Because let me ask you guys this before we go on in the show here. This is very important.
Before we go on from my ridiculousness.
This is a prerequisite, you know, like back in college. Now, Ricky, have you ever endured a line for a product or an experience before?
Like 24 hours? Or?
No, just like, I mean, I'm saying like, okay, so I have. For the iPhone 4,
yes.
I lined up for 6 hours. Remember, I was in line in front of Chingy, a famous rapper
yes,
from
that's
St. Louis,
right.
who was trying
what
to buy my spot.
Am?
He was gonna try to throw $50 my way to take my spot. And I was like, no way, Chingy, you're staying behind me.
I'm getting
my phone. But that's the only time I've actually endured a line. So have you ever done that, Ricky?
I have. I've done Black Friday shopping a couple of times where I've waited in line. I waited in line for my TV that I have that I'm currently looking at right now. But that one was super easy. Like, I just kind of lucked into getting it on Black Friday because nobody kind of knew where they were going. So, I lucked into that one. And then I waited in line, actually, when we lived in Albuquerque on Black Friday to get my iPad. So those ones I waited in line, but I didn't have to wait in line long for those. They just were sort of short, you know, maybe an hour or so, a couple hours type thing. I did, though, it was after we got the TV. They had a good ad at Best Buy, and I wanted to get a laptop. And so I went to Best Buy to go get my laptop, and that was a horrible mistake because I waited and I waited and I waited, and then they didn't even have the laptop, and that was a sad day for Ricky. So I did not get my laptop that day, which was very sad.
Did you get in a fight with somebody over it?
No, I didn't get in a fight. I was more angry and tired because I'd been up all night because we got up. So we actually drove to Illinois to get my TV. We drove to like one of those towns in Illinois that we thought that not a lot of people would be at because
smart.
I know, yeah. Right? Seriously, we're
use the old let's go to the Alton Target trick.
Exactly. We're like, let's go to the place that not a lot of people go to probably, you know, and so we did, and that's how that worked out. So we got up super early, like I want to say 2 a.m. to go, you know, drive so that we were in line in time for the TV, which I think got released at like 4 a.m. So, and then we went to the Best Buy, and that was at like 6 a.m. that they were going to start that. So we went immediately from there, and yeah. I was up for a long time that night. I was very tired and cranky, so that was not a good day.
Something wrong with you people. Seriously, just get it on Cyber Monday for more.
Yeah, that was the last time I ever did that. I was like, nope, I'm done. And so, yeah. But I if there's like something that I want and it'll be a good deal and I know I need it, usually it has to be an electronic for me to, you know, actually wait for, you know, Black Friday stuff. So, yeah.
I'm getting so old because I'm like, I'd just rather pay $20 and not have to be out there at 4 a.m. I'm a grumpy old man already.
I know. It's kind of interesting, those Black Friday stories that you hear. I don't think that I would really, I mean, it'd have to be something like super, I mean, we'll see what happens when I have a kid. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure all bets will be off at that point and I'll be like, I have to have this Tickle Me Elmo, which, you know, doesn't exist.
But part of me wants like the sport of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've never done it because I stay home with the kids. Pam loves it. Like, that's her thing. But like, part of me wants to be like, even if I don't need it, like, it's like a challenge accepted. Speaking of Neil Patrick Harris, you know, like,
exactly.
That is sick.
There's 6 of these in the Walmart. Challenge accepted.
I know. But what's great is when they offer the, like, you know, they'll make sure that you get, that's how I got my iPad. You know, they'll make sure, if you get it within the first like hour, they'll make sure that you get it.
That's fun. You got to have winners and losers. You got to, you know, you got to have a challenge.
Well, I lost majorly at Best Buy, so.
Anyway, all right, so Debbie, let's get back on topic
here.
People
care about my stories about Black Friday, no, I think but you they got do. Them, so.
I think this stuff's fun. You know, I think everybody's got to, you know, share their war story from Black Friday. So, Debbie, first of all, have you lined up before?
Never?
You're frugal. They're, you know, these things are made for you.
but I also am frugal with my time. So here's what Debbie does. See, first of all, I don't play well with others. I don't, when during in crowds, I don't play well with others. I don't like crowds. So what
you
I all,
you also
is,
typically go to bed at 8:30. So
that's true. That's true.
I go to bed at or before. You make fun if you want, but I'm also a morning person. I'm up at like 3:30. The dogs want me to take them out to potty, and then I go back to sleep. I'm up at 5.
That's why it's hard to get these podcasts recorded. Yeah. We have a small window to get all 4 of us on the same Skype call. Anyway, go ahead, Debbie.
Debbie goes to bed at 6:30, people.
That's it.
But anyway, but here's what I do. I pay retail, but I keep the receipt. I make sure it's 30 days within like that window of when the Black Friday would be, because you have to check this out before you make your purchase, but make sure it's true. But you take your little receipt. See, now I bought this computer because my whole computer had a really bad attitude. Don't even ask, because Ricky's known all about my computer issues.
Yes.
Good news is I have bought a new computer. I pay retail.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Oh, you will be so happy. This one does everything but the dishes, and I think it has an app for that too. But anyway. Okay. So I have my receipt. So what I do is, if in fact this computer will go on sale, I take my happy little receipt while everybody's standing in line and trying to fight over a TV set. I just print right up to customer service and say, here's my receipt. Here's how much you're paying for it now. I need the difference back on my card. Thank you very much. I go back to my card and I leave. I never stand in line. I never touch a buggy.
Did you just say buggy?
A little buggy. My little cart. Little buggy cart.
Well, let's get back to the topic, even though I do want to share that everybody needs to go to a Walgreens on Christmas Eve at about 11 o'clock. That's another life-changing experience. But Debbie, we got to get back on our Disney topic. Something?
Oh, yes, thank you.
What's something you would do?
I'm so sorry. I went off on the tangent. Y'all
no, that's okay. We all did. So go ahead.
So here we are. So what I would stand in line, if I had to really stand in line, is if, and again, like Ricky, these are like so fake and phony, but if they gave you free DVC with no annual dues, or if they had a line where you would not have to ever pay your annual dues again, for those of us who already have DVC, I would be there 48 hours before. Yes, that's the truth. Yeah, I know.
Well, I think you'd be silly not to wait in that line. I'm just saying. Yeah, and, you know, kind of along with that, on our Facebook group, a lot of people did say, and let me go to the Facebook group here, one of the big ones that was mentioned over at Be Our Guest Podcast Facebook was the Cinderella Castle Suite, the opportunity to get to stay a night there. Because I think, again, during the Year of a Million Dreams, when this was kind of one of the bigger ones, and of course our friend Mike up in the Northeast won the DVC, which was the one I was, whenever I saw the people with the cases, the little side satchels and the outfits that they had on, the Dream Squad in the parks, I'm like, oh, please, let it be a DVC win. You know, that's what I wanted, because I wanted to be there for 50 years, and luckily Mike got to win that. But one of the other ones I think people really were curious about was staying the night in the Cinderella Castle Suite. And Elizabeth Sharland, says that was one of the things she would line up for. Kelly Davis, the same thing, staying overnight in the Cinderella Castle Suite. Dawn Baker Scott, again, same thing, Cinderella Castle Suite. So again, that was one of the things, actually, before our friends mentioned it on Facebook, I was the same way, because that's something that if they said, we only have five of these like they do on Black Friday, but if you line up and they cut the line, if you're here, but you got to wait out, maybe 24 to 48 hours and, be in a tent. That's one thing that I would, roll the dice and take a chance on, if my odds were, at all in my favor, not even in my favor, but, reasonable. I think that's an experience that I'd like to have. Cause I know Pam Forrester, Pam's not here tonight, but she got to experience, not to spend the night in this castle suite, but got to tour it. And, still raves about how cool it was. And, it's still there. So, I'm with our listeners. I would definitely like to see that.
That was my next one. That was my absolute next one. I feel the same way.
That was actually on my list, too. So, that tells you right there, like, that's something that people want to do. I mean, I can't imagine Disney, ever selling that room, because, Lord, that would be expensive. If you think Grand Floridian is an expensive night, woo! I think that's totally on the minds of everybody that's a Disney fanatic. They would love to spend the night in Cinderella Castle, because, A, you're sleeping in Cinderella Castle. I mean, hello, how cool is that? B, you're sleeping in a theme park that you absolutely love and adore. I mean, you just, honestly, you cannot get any better than those two things. So, yeah, I think all of us have that as a good and valid thing that we'd stay up for 24 hours.
So. Okay, so here's one that I came up with. And again, this one is a made-up situation, but I think it's something that not really up the alley of 90% of the guests, or probably even a greater number than that. But for folks listening to the VR Guest Podcast and folks that are Disney fans, this is something I think would be very, very popular, and I would call it cast member for a day. And okay, so you're not even going to get paid as being a cast member. However, you get to be basically like an intern or a shadow, but you get to be on stage after, minimal amount of training. Of course, they're not going to give you, you're not going to be over at, say, the Japan restaurant with ginsu knives and, chopping and dicing where you're going to hurt somebody.
Oh, why not?
But, you're going to be there with somebody frontline, and you get to pick your experience. Maybe you're an assistant on a VIP tour for the day because, maybe you've demonstrated that you do have a lot of background knowledge in the parks. Because I know that, while the VIP tour guides have everything, I think there's a lot of people that could offer, as a secondary person on, like a plaid vest person, you could offer some, thoughts for people, or like in my case, maybe be a monorail pilot. Now, of course, I probably wouldn't be the person that's guiding it in all day, but maybe I could ride up front with the driver and maybe make some announcements, or maybe, maybe if there's like a stretch where it's not very dangerous, push a couple of buttons with somebody, closely in range there that can correct any mistakes I make. Or, Ricky, like your brother did, maybe be a butler at the Haunted Mansion, or a Jungle Cruise skipper for one trip around with another skipper on there to kind of make sure that the guest experience is not compromised. Maybe you're a waiter or a waitress in your favorite restaurant, or you get to perform in the background as a Seventh Streetmosphere character. Nothing major. The whole thing is, you're not going to impact the regular guest experience because you don't want to take away from that. However, there are ways that I think Disney could weave you in as a cast member for a day and get you that ultimate experience where, right now it's not in the cards for me to be a cast member, but it's always a dream of mine. So I think that that would be something I would line up for. So what do you think, Ricky? Something, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I think that, I mean, you know, all of us are definitely wanting to have that cast member experience. And so, yeah, I think that would be fun to get to do it for a day. And I think that, you know, waiting 24 hours for that wouldn't be so terrible. So
I would totally do that. I mean, and you know, again, because when I went on the Keys to the Kingdom tour, one of the questions that was brought up as we were down in the Utilidors and we were kind of seeing how the cast member dispatching system works. Like there's a computer system and it tells you like where to go when and all that stuff. And somebody asked about the minimal requirements to be a cast member. And, you know, I think the lowest, and you can correct me because Ricky, you probably know this better, but it's seasonal. And back then it was a very low threshold. And I know they've raised it since the last few years.
Yeah, seasonal's not great anymore because my brother actually was thinking about going seasonal since he's no longer with the company anymore. And it's like really, really hard to be seasonal. So I think they're kind of maybe phasing seasonal out, which is kind of sad because, you know, it allowed people to have that experience and still have kind of a, you know, a normal life. Like, I know a lot of people who did seasonal a long time ago when it was something that you could do easily was teachers, you know?
Yeah, that's it. And I was actually even computing, like, okay, I think it was only something like, I want to say like between 40 and 80 hours a year. Now, don't hold me to that, but it was something
like
that.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
Okay, like on my vacations, if instead of being on vacation, if I threw a shift here, a shift here, a shift here, how could I get to 40? You know, and like,
yeah,
and then get the benefits of being a seasonal cast member.
Absolutely. Yeah. And now it's, I don't know 100% what it is, but now I think it's based off of like every month or every quarter, you've got to have a certain number of hours that you're working. So that makes it a lot harder for people to complete those hours because of that fact. So, it's, you know, I wish that the seasonal thing was something that they were still offering for people as a better option because, you know, it could be the way that people would have been able to have their dream job of working for Disney. Just, you know, they get to do their other life too, you know, so yeah.
It's no different than like somebody that really loves golf, you know, golfing at a, you know, a nice round at one of the Disney courses or
right.
Richard Petty for a NASCAR fan. I mean, for a Disney nerd, you know, a cast member for a day. I mean, I just think that'd be something. And again, the feasibility of it happening probably isn't great. But I just think, you know, if we're imagining things that I would definitely sacrifice 24 hours or 48 hours standing in a line or camping out or, you know, having to kind of show my grit that I want to do this, I would do it for something like that. So anyway, let's go through because we're running a little bit long. But Ricky, give us one more that would be something you would line up for.
Us run long? No. All right. Anyway, so my next one, again, is a pie in the sky idea, but I would, I think this one is legit. If I had a legitimate shot of this, I would do it. And it is the opportunity to visit all the Disney parks. So all of them throughout the entire world, you know, if there was like some sort of contest of, you know, how long you can stay away for. I don't think that I'd do very well in it, but I'd at least try for it. So, you know, that would be one where I would definitely try the 24-hour thing and see how well I, you know, see if I can do it because, you know, it's definitely a dream to visit all of the Disney parks. And the more I hear about them, the more I want to do it. So, you know, I think that, and I think that a lot of people have the same dream. So that would be my next one.
You know, what this is telling me is that Disney needs to bring back the Year of a Million Dreams. It was successful.
Seriously,
that's exactly what we're calling it.
Best ever.
And
because
it was.
Wasn't that a prize for?
It was a prize. Yeah. It was a world tour of all the Disney theme parks.
Yeah,
exactly. I think it called like Grand Marshals. Like you were the Grand Marshal of the parade.
Yeah,
the
you were the Grand Marshal in the parade. Yeah, exactly. So I think that's right. I think they just need to bring back the Year of a Million Dreams and we'd all be happy.
That would be immensely popular with the regular population and the Disney nerds. And I know that Disney doesn't want to keep rehashing the same old thing. But in this instance, I don't think there's a negative to it. You know, bring it back. I loved it. Well, they did
that.
They
did.
They did. We're on the third million dreams.
That was what they did the first time.
That's it.
Yes.
We're in the third or fourth million dreams. But hey, who cares? They're dreams. You know, you never run out. So anyway. So Debbie, what's one more thing that you would think would be worth lining up? And then I have one quick bonus round for everybody. So go ahead, Debbie.
All right, bonus. I was not prepared for a bonus round.
It's easy. So go ahead. Go ahead, Debbie.
Mine's easy. Mine would be where I would actually be able to spend the day, the entire day, with a cast member at Animal Kingdom backstage working with like the veterinarians and all of the different animals at the Kilimanjaro Safari and with the Animal Kingdom Lodge, all of that backstage stuff and what happens and how they feed them, what they do with the veterinarian part, all of that. I think just spending the day with all of those professionals would be just like the ball.
I totally agree, man. It's kind of like, again, cast member for a day, get to, you know, be educational, get to experience the cast member life and be on stage. I love it. That's great. Yeah.
Debbie just wants to give an animal their shots.
That's it. I give a little kiss on the forehead.
See, and I just took down that turkey yesterday. Thank you, turkey. Thank you for your sacrifice for my meal.
Thank you, Mr. Turkey. Yes. You were delicious.
You were delicious. Anyway, so back to the Facebook group real quick before I go to the bonus round. Jen Steed says, if it were possible, I'd wait 24 hours in line to meet either Walt Disney or Ward Kimball. So yeah. I agree.
Oh, Ward Kimball.
Yeah, good call there. And also Scott Johnson says, got to be dinner at Ohana or being, it's sad that you got to wait in line 24 hours to get a dinner at Ohana. But it is it's a tough ADR.
Trust
my good friend Bob Collar over at Resort Loop. It does exist, and it is good, Bob. It is good.
Yeah,
it's like
good.
Yesterday. It's like Thanksgiving. Or he says, being a DVC member, getting a villa at Beach Club, not our home resort, or seeing the Frozen Princesses is too easy of a post. Now, do we really have to camp out 24 hours to see Anna and Elsa? Almost.
Yeah, I mean, those people that did the 24-hour day, you know, I think that they had a good shot at seeing Anna and Elsa that day, so, yeah.
Okay, so here's the bonus round real quick, and this could be anything. Like, if there's one piece of park merchandise, and it doesn't even have to be something you can currently buy, but, like, if it's something, say, that you could get, like, at Mouse Surplus, like, a surplus item from, like, a resort or a theme park attraction or a prop from a show, anything's on the table. What is like the one piece of authentic theme park merchandise you would love to have? You would line up for over 24 hours. So Debbie, I'll go to you first. So what do you think? Like, is there something in the parks that, oh man, I would love to have that at home and be mine.
Yes. If it opens up to Disneyland as well, I would love to have something, not the lamp, but something from Walt's apartment that is at Disneyland. Now, the lamp is very, very special. You don't want to move that because that is just, that's just so history right there. But going inside of his apartment when I did on that tour, I mean, it was awesome. Something that like a picture or something that would be in that apartment that he had a part of, that he was there, he saw it, he touched it, that would be so awesome.
That's it. And that reminds me, too, that Peter Pronacorvo, our friend that drives the rig up in the big ambulance up in Chicago, because I shared this out on my personal Facebook and I can't get to it right now, but he mentioned to stay in Walt's apartment, which, again, kind of like Cinderella Suite, definitely something worth experiencing because of the history. All right. So, Ricky, what do you think? What's that one piece of merchandise you'd
Debbie
love to
just
have?
Dropped the mic and walked away.
That's
so,
it.
I mean, I can't.
So these are like, that was like one. These will be like 1A and 1B for us. So
I mean,
think?
I can't, I would have to be, you know, I was thinking of just like the most random thing, but something that I could actually like put in my house and, you know, see and use. I use that in quotes because I wouldn't be using it. But the thing that that first popped into my head was I want little Leona. I want little Leona.
Nice,
to sit around
nice.
My... Huh? I'm gonna sit her, you know, on my, you know, table and have her just be this, you know, I don't know. I'm just gonna have her talk all the time and say.
It's like she's like Siri but with less options.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm gonna sit her. Actually, what I'll do is I'll sit her by my front door, and that way, you know, when people come in and they leave, then you know she'll say hurry back.
That's it. That's a cool item. That would be sweet.
Oh my god! Yeah, that would be awesome.
So here's mine. I was thinking about this for a little while. What about the Progress City model from the TTA?
Oh, nice.
Sweet. There's history in that. And that thing is, like, the thing is, I love that you see it on the TTA because you never have time to really devour it and to see all the details. But if you had that in your house, like.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, even 5 years later, you would find little details and make, you know, not even just see new details, but spark new thoughts of what Walt was thinking with Progress City.
Yep.
How cool would that be?
That would be so cool. Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to Wedway Radio, Nate and Matt. What up?
What?
There's your Christmas present. Anyway, so here's the best part. We want to hear, again, the conversations going on our Facebook group, facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. What would you line up for besides an iPad or a Chromebook or an Anna and Elsa doll that you probably did today. But what experience would you like to have? So again, drop by facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Today's episode of the show brought to you, as always, Black Friday and every other day of the year by the Magic for Less Travel. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. They have concierge level service and going to help you plan the next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation. Of course, when you fill out that free no obligation quote, please let them know that you're a listener of the Be Our Guest podcast and you're going to get excellent service no matter what. But we love to see our listeners support the Magic for Less Travel. So check them out today again over at themagicforless.com. Hope you're enjoying the great holiday audio over on Magical Mouse Radio. It started yesterday and it'll continue through the new year. So check us out today and every day for great Walt Disney World in-park audio, both holiday and regular, over at magicalmouseradio.com. Put the next Be Our Guest podcast live show on your calendar. It's on December 21st, a Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right there at magicalmouseradio.com. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, get over to the forums, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums, to sign up for the Christmas card and holiday ornament exchange. It is a Be Our Guest Podcast tradition. That's right. You know, it's what I do. So again, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. And it's not too late, people. It's the day that you have all your leftovers. But you know what? You can still hashtag Eat a Beat and put it up on the social media. Because you know, this is something, it's not a one day and done. You know, this is something that could, you know, maybe the momentum is growing by today.
So I don't think it is, Mike. I'm
hashtag eat a beat for the BRS podcast. That's awesome. And you know, I'll be retweeting the eat a beat.
Yeah, he will. That's the sad part.
As I'm in Como with Adam, watching Mizzou beat up on the Hogs.
Hashtag eat a beat.
That's it. All right. So we're going to get out of here and hope that you're having a great holiday weekend. Sit back, enjoy, have some turkey, some stuffing. Relax, and I have 23 miles to run tomorrow, so I'll be out there, and you know, while you're hashtagging Eat a Beat, send me some love out on the road, because, oh, this is getting real, man. 23 miles. Yeah. I don't even know if I ran all the way around Florissant if that's 23 miles, but I'll just zigzag back and forth and see all of our parks and sewers and creeks and, you know, all the great things that Florissant has to offer. I'll be out there. All right, so for Debbie, Ricky, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a happy Black Friday. Don't hurt anybody, but get what you need to get. And we'll see you real soon.
That sounds counterproductive. Don't hurt anybody, but get what you need to get.
It's capitalism at its finest. See you, people. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.